sponsored by the Laborers Union of Missouri.
Hello and welcome to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Coming up later in our show, we'll look at how remote degrees can still get graduates employed. But first, biomass has been a buzzword in Missouri for the last couple of years. The idea of using biomass as a renewable energy source is exciting to many, and politicians and private sector leaders alike have pegged it as an industry poised for growth in Missouri. Regardless, the industry still hasn't taken off in Missouri quite yet. Just a few weeks ago, a group of researchers and private sector leaders met here in Columbia to talk about biomass. They call it the inaugural meeting of the Mississippi-Missouri River Advanced Biomass Biofuel Consortium. Dr. Shabu Joes planned it. He's the director of the Center for Agroforestry at the University of Missouri. Joes talked with KBIA's Ryan Fumuliner at a meeting about the fact both the supply of the biomass and the infrastructure to get that biomass where it needs to be aren't ready for the next step.
To you, is that one of the main reasons that the river corridor hasn't become a hotbed for this type of activities?
Yeah, you could call it a chicken or egg issue. You know, we can have all the technology, but if you don't have the biomass that has been sustainably produced, then that is going to be a major bottleneck. We do have technology that is developing really fast now. And a lot of industry personnel predict the technologies are coming off shelf, and some of them are at pilot scale process now and could be at a commercial scale in the near future. Then we need to show the biomass. And it's not just, you know, the biomass being available, but available year-round and for a long time on a sustainable basis. And the river corridor offers that promise that we have the land base and we can grow the biomass that is needed to support a major billion gallon or billions of gallons of advanced biofuel production industry. And also the corridor offers other advantages. We have existing industrial infrastructure. We have cheap, cost-effective transportation. We have barge, rail, road network. And this is also a region that is in need of, you know, an economic revitalization. So overall, you know, here is the place. We can make this river corridor a national model.
I don't know which one is the chicken and egg in the equation, with the infrastructure or the actual product, but do you think for those private sector folks, do you think it makes sense for them if they have the materials that then it's more of an incentive for them, I guess? Does it make sense for that to be the first step?
Definitely, because a lot of industrial folks are looking at places where they can set up shop. So the first thing that they are looking for is where can they get that biomass, again, in a cost-effective way, and also meeting all the sustainability requirements. So definitely they will be looking for the biomass availability, and right now we see that as a major, major bottleneck.
Technology and hands-on computer skills are important assets for most job seekers in today's economy. While most companies look for computer literacy, some are starting to look a bit broader. Harvest Public Media's Clay Masters reports how ag conglomerate ConAgra is opening the door to college graduates with some unlikely degrees.
Remember that old joke about how a liberal arts major says hello? You know, you want fries with that? Well, that joke might be turning on those who still use it. Consider that healthy choice frozen meal you toss into the microwave. There's a lot that goes on behind it. I'm not talking about the physical production of that convenient lunch, but just the way you even know about it, how it gets to the aisle of your local grocery store in the first place.
Think of what it takes to produce a product, what it takes to run a factory, what it takes to run a payroll. All of these business processes ultimately are reduced to some form of computer logic.
That's Garrett Schutte. He's chief information officer at Omaha-based food company ConAgra. It's the giant behind brands like Healthy Choice and Slim Jim. And like in any company, behind all of its business operations is its information technology department, which is recruiting more employees off the beaten path. The IT department here is huge, about 700 employees. There are no assigned workspaces. One day a week, employees work remotely from home. In 2008, the company revamped its IT internship program to include those who didn't climb the traditional techie ladder, like Eric Fossey, who majored in communication studies.
That initial interview that I had was just going over the skills, and so You know, they're trying to get a beat on what is your IT background. So they're asking me, do you know how to do JavaScript? Do you know how to... And I had to say no to everything. And I thought, oh, I'm sunk. Like, there's no way. I was like, I'm not going to get a call back.
Fosse didn't just get a call back. He eventually got an IT job at ConAgra. The company partners with nearby colleges to grow their own local talent, like Fosse and Barber, right here in Omaha, while still hiring those students who take the normal computer science route. Again, ConAgra Chief Information Officer Garrett Schutte.
We look for them to have more than a single dimension in terms of what they bring to the table. Just technical talent is not enough.
Agriculture companies are not the only businesses interested in broadening the hiring pool. Deborah Humphreys is with the Association of American Colleges and Universities, an organization that acts as an intermediary between colleges and businesses, making sure graduates are prepared for the demands of the rapidly changing workplace. Humphreys also names Siemens and Hewlett-Packard as businesses open to non-traditional hiring.
The big message for today's college students is to remember that they're preparing now for a lifetime of work, not just for that first job they're going to get right as they graduate. And what we're hearing from employers over and over again is that students really need a combination of broad skills and abilities that you get from a really good college education.
David Keck is the director of the Raikes School of Computer Science and Management, an honors college at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. In addition to an internal advisory board made up of deans and professors, the college also has an external board made up of successful business execs. Keck says everyone at the college gets a job when they graduate because companies want businesses and computer-savvy employees. Computer science students there take a class called Design Studio, where a private business hires them to come up with an idea and make it happen. Student Connor Dana has a unique situation where he's his own client in the class.
We started a company in March called Vestin, and our goal was to help students show off samples and snapshots of work that they had completed while they're, you know, in college. This video will go like on our website's splash page.
Millions want jobs. Hundreds of thousands have degrees. Only you know your true talents. You just need a way to prove it. That's where Vestin comes in.
So while no one's saying computer science majors won't still be in high demand, it does appear that having some, dare I say, liberal arts training while embracing your inner computer geek might just be the key to getting your foot in the door. I'm Clay Masters, Harvest Public Media.
Thanks for listening to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams.